Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always good to have you company for Dwayne's World. Fremantle heads to the MCG this Sunday to take on the Tigers. You can catch it live on AFL Nation from 1 p.m. The new and improved SEN Stadium is here. It's available at all AFL venues. You can listen to the SEN call with zero delay. No Wi-Fi required for the ultimate game day experience. Just go to the SEN app. And speaking of the games you're going to get this weekend and the Tigers game, Justin Longmuir, Fremantle coach, has been good enough to join me for a chat. Justin, great to have you on the program. Thanks a lot for your time.
No worries, Dwayne.
You're in the eight. You're going all right?
Yeah, going all right. It's been a little bit up and down probably the last 4 weeks. Obviously, the two close losses in Adelaide against Port and Carlton and then disappointing game against West Coast a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, I was really pleased with the way that lads bounce back against the Dogs on the weekend, so it's good to get back on track.
They're all worth 4 points, but it felt like that win on the weekend was pretty valuable to you, given that you were coming off three losses before it.
Yeah, definitely. It was just good to get a bit more, get a bit of belief, and I don't think we lost a lot of belief against Port and Carlton, and obviously during the week, and even after the game, that we wanted to be known as a team that played the first five rounds, not the West Coast game. So I was really impressed with the way the players owned what we needed to own against West Coast. They fully understood where we went wrong and, had a good week on the track. And like I said, that we bounced back really well. And some of the things that we saw in those first five games was there again on the weekend. So I think there's some good belief building. But we also understand if you're slightly off, you get a whack. So it's a good balance at the moment.
Yeah, we all look at teams, and it's not just whether you win or lose, it's how you play as well, and we look at Fremantle like that. How you played on the weekend was interesting. You've got a guy, well, firstly, Caleb Sarong, who looks like he could be the best midfielder in the comp if he continues to, well, his form was unbelievable, 17 clearances. He looked like that kind of guy that we hoped that he could be on a regular basis.
Yeah, and to be honest, he's shown that sort of footy for a long time. Probably 2.5 years he's played at a really, really high level, All Australian last year. Yeah, and he's only improved from that. On the weekend it was a pretty extraordinary game, getting 17 clearances. That's never happened at our footy club in its existence. So it's a phenomenal effort. And it's just really reward for effort for the work he puts into his game. He leaves no stone unturned in terms of going about his weeks and improving areas and working on all aspects of his game, from obviously his footy craft and his stoppage craft, which shone through on the weekend, but also leadership and being a great teammate and all those sorts of things. So he's a well-rounded human being.
So given that we're all talking about guys like Isaac Heaney, etc., you think we should be talking about Caleb Sarong as being the best player or arguably top three in the comp anyway?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely in the best handful of midfielders in the comp. There's no doubt about that, in my eyes. I think sometimes names get lost because of this year, a number of good midfielders in the game at the moment. We've got a number of good midfielders in our team alone, and you look at every team, they seem to have really strong midfielders. So there's a lot of good midfielders going around. But, yeah, he's definitely right at the top of those. His form this year has been extraordinary.
Which leads me to my next question. Do you need a strong point? Do you need a trick? Because it seems like your clearance trick on the weekend, you won them 47-30. Your centre clearances, you won 13-9. Is that what could be the tipping point for you guys to be the premiership contender you hope to be?
I think you need more than one trick.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to rely on one thing. I think teams that rely on one thing can be brought undone. So we definitely don't want to do that. Yeah, clearly last year, and I've said it across the pre-season, that we needed to get our midfield more consistent. And we got a little bit light on through there last year with some young, inexperienced players going through there and some injuries. But we've really worked hard to bolster that area of the ground. Late last year, Youngie went in there, and obviously got Fifey fit and firing at the moment. So feel like if you've got a strong midfield, it's a good step to helping you being in games and getting the game played in the right areas. So happy with our midfield at the moment. But think we scored better on the weekend. Our forward line functioned really well. But I think the other strong area of our game has been our back line. Our back line's really held up this year. I think Alex Pearce, Luke Ryan have done a great job, but you throw Jordan Clark and James Ashton to that mix, they've really had consistent years. And they've been performing really well as a group as well. So I think we've got a couple of strings to our bow and a fair bit going right in our game at the moment.
So in essence, you're telling me that you'd rather be top four or five in defence and top four or five in attack than be number one in one of them and seventh in the other.
Yeah, I think you need a good blend. And I think, history would say that you need to be good at both. Not only to get a good spot in the finals in terms of top four, but to be able to compete, you need to have more strings to your bow than just being really good at one. So I think we've proven that we've been pretty good at clearance this year, and we've been pretty good with our team defence this year. Clearly, our next challenge is to get more supply into our forward line and get a bit more bang for buck out of those entries. So something we worked on, we've been working on all year, but it sort of clicked a little bit on the weekend. We're able to get 90 points on the board, which was a good step forward.
And what about transition? Where do you rate that, given that we know the Giants have been doing it for a while with the Orange Tsunami, the Cats have been doing it recently as well, getting a heap of players back and then going forward at breakneck pace. Your transition from defence to attack, is that a key for you as well?
Oh, it's a work in progress, Dwayne. Yeah, trying to find the balance between in the moments to really take the game on and go at the opposition versus finding a nice exit out of the back line so the opposition don't score. We're trying to work on that balance. So I think we've worked on aspects of it. Last year we got scored against the most in the comp from our back half. So we just turned the ball over in vulnerable areas last year, probably going for a little bit too much. We've been able to tidy that up, which has helped our scores against. The next part of that is seeing if we can turn some of those into inside 50s and then scores. So I think we've been pretty good defensive mid, but the defensive 50 stuff, we've got a bit more improvement in us there. So I think every team at this time of the year would be saying they've got areas to improve in that transition with our ball movements. Yeah, one that's on the agenda for us.
So is there a level of kick mark style that you don't like when you do default to that sometimes, which you have, and people have been critical of you? It sounds like you want to do it sometimes, but you certainly don't want to have that your basis.
I think all teams do it sometimes, Dwayne. And there's times when you get a slow free kick or an intercept mark and the defence is set, or you're deep in your back line, and there's moments where you need to just control the footy to be able to get back in shape and set the ground up the way you'd like. But, I think the thing that gets lost over the last 2.5 years is the fact that we've always been a high handball team. I think 2022, we're top two in handballs. 2024, we're top four in handballs. And this year, we're amongst the teams that handball the most in the comp. So once we get the ball in positions where we can use our numbers and drive inside there out and really go at the game, that's what we like to do. I think the thing that probably doesn't show that side of our game off enough is the fact that we haven't finished those plays off often enough with scores. And that's probably what we've been working on the most, is just that last kick going inside 50 or showing the composure inside 50 to find someone in a better position. So, we can finish off some of our hard work up the ground. So
Is that your forwards being better at their leading patterns, or where they provide the options, or your kickers just being better at hitting targets?
It's always a bit of both. I thought on the weekend our forwards were great with their movement. They provided options up at the foot, and we connected inside 50 a bit more than we have. But it's also the kicker being able to take that extra one or two steps to be able to steady and just have a quick scan for those those options inside 50, and probably at worst, see if we can give our forwards best chance by kicking it to advantage. I think Geelong do that really well. And that's probably why, you know, Myers gets a lot of credit, is because at worst he at least puts it to Hawkins or Cameron's advantage, which gives them the crack at either marking or the ball coming to a really predictable area. And we're probably just a little bit off with that side of our game. And yeah, there's a lot of growth. But like I said, 15 marks inside 50 on the weekend and 90 points, over 90 points is a good step forward.
So you've proven that you can move the ball quicker and you want to move the ball quicker. You're telling me that, and you want to score more. You're also proving that you can play two rucks, that investing in two good rucks is going to work for you long term.
Yeah. We think it's going to work for us long term. Sean's one of the best rucks in the comp. And I think it's pretty easy to pigeonhole Luke Jackson as a ruckman, but actually seeing a lot more a lot more than that. Like he's genuine key forward when we need him to be a key forward. We played him in the midfield at times last year when we had him both up and going, and he's proven that he can be an on-baller for us as well. So we think there's a lot of growth in his game, and we think there's a lot more flexibility in his game than just being a ruckman. So, we believe it's going to work. It's worked pretty well the last couple of weeks. Luke had four scoring shots in the weekend, eight score involvement. So he did his bit in the forward half.
And Nat Fyfe, what switch has been flicked there?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's a switch been flicked. He's been building all season, and he's had some really strong quarters. I think probably the difference on the weekend was he was able to sustain that for pretty much four quarters. His first half was phenomenal, but yeah, he had a real impact in the second half as well. So I think his ability to be able to sustain it on the weekend was probably what set him apart from his other games this year. But he's done a huge amount of work ever since we came back from pre-season, and his availability and his fitness has really added to our midfield mix, and his ability to play his role for the team and lead others around him has been really first class. So yeah, really happy with the way he's going and really happy with the way he's fitted in.
The other thing that's worked is the one-year extension. Do you see a time when other coaches just get the one-year extension? It seems like it's worked for you. Are you happy to just play the one-year extension game continuously?
Yeah, I'm really, really comfortable with where it's at. Like, I've said it before, I never felt like I signed a one-year extension because I was under the pump internally. I always felt really good support internally at the football club, and I think it was just a way of giving me a little bit more security and giving the family a little bit more security and taking some of the noise away, to be honest. So really happy with where it sits and really comfortable where we are at as a footy club and where I am at as a coach.
Let you into Liam Baker at all?
I read that he is a chance to come home, so might give Wolsey or Peter Bell a ring and see whether they've been on the phone to him.
Yeah, it's a worthwhile call. And a quick, bigger picture one. Would you be a fan of the mid-season trade period? Would you be in it this year if there was a mid-season trade period, or would you stay out and keep what you got?
Oh, I think it's got its pros and cons, Dwayne. And I think it benefits the Victorian clubs a little bit more than the WA clubs long-term. I think it's easier to shift from Essendon to Carlton or, Geelong to Hawthorn rather than one of those clubs to Victoria, especially if it's a short-term deal and maybe if that person's got a wife and family who've got jobs and embedded in Victoria. So I think there's definitely some pros in it for us, and player movement is something the AFL is always really keen on. So, but I probably just think at the moment the cons outweigh the pros, especially for the West Australian clubs.
So it'll come in then because it'll benefit the Victorian clubs, yeah?
I'm not going to get drawn into that one.
Oh, it was a good try. You're too good for me, Justin. Yeah. Great to have you on the program. You're a joy to watch at the moment. You were on the weekend. I really appreciate your time. Thanks for being so frank.
No worries, mate. Good on you.
Justin Longmuir joining us, Fremantle coach. Keep your tests coming through 0433 98 11 16. You're with Dwayne's World.